This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Wheeler and Dibs each and every week, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Way to go, Jonathan. Get yourself right, man. Get better, get out there. And I can't wait to see this. But I can't sit here with confidence and tell you that it's just going to be like a seamless transition. Like, we've watched it so much in the NBA, and the number one example right now is literally right in front of our faces for our consumption. And it's LeBron and Luka. They've played three games together. They lost to the Utah Jazz, the Charlotte Hornets, and Luka's going to sit out tonight. And that's not to say I'm sounding an alarm. I just know that when significant players have never played together before and they get together, it takes a minute. I remember when Kyrie was traded to Dallas. And everyone sat there and told me, oh, Luka and Kyrie together, there's literally not going to be a way to stop them. They missed the playoffs entirely. They didn't even make the play-in tournament. They, in fact, tanked the last week of their season trying to get a draft pick. Takes a minute. So, not going to lie to you, Dibs, that part of this in the moment of warrior optimism is a little scary. It's a little scary to see what this may look like.
A little bit, but I do think that, you know, when you talk about Kuminga coming back, it's different than Luka, who missed almost 2 months, and he finally got traded and he came back. I do think that he's not only getting used to a new team, but he's shaking off some of the rust, and so Kuminga will be doing a lot of the same things. It's a new team in that you've got Jimmy Butler, and he will have missed almost 2 months by the time he comes back, but it's not going to be as much of a key piece to a team and whether or not they win or lose. If Kuminga comes back, or when he comes back, rather, I don't think that you're going to lean on him like the Lakers are leaning on Luka.
Definitely not.
You know, last night, Luka was 1 of 9 from three, and he played 33 minutes, and he was mostly, I think, playing in second gear because he's trying to get back and he's trying to get comfortable and get back into the rhythm of being an NBA player, let alone being on a new team. And he's being asked to have a much bigger role than Kuminga will. So can Kuminga get up to full speed slowly while also learning how to play with Jimmy and they figure out how to use him? Yeah, I don't think that it's going to be as dramatic as we saw with the Lakers last night.
I'm sure not. Like, we're not talking about a core one or two star player. We're talking about Jonathan Kuminga. But the other side of this is, if we're going to spend a week and a half talking about the new viability of the Warriors and a playoff run, it absolutely must include significant play from Jonathan Kuminga. It has to. It has to. I know that this is a great pairing of stars with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, at least on paper. And the early returns are really, really exciting. And obviously the confidence in the building is through the roof. But as much as I'm not a believer in core players late in the playoffs who are 22, I'm a huge believer in those being complementary pieces. There's just too much on these star players night in, night out, lengthy playoff run, 37 years old. They're going to need all of the 22-year-oldness of Jonathan Kuminga. And so whatever it is that needs to be figured out in this pairing, you don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. So I don't think it'll be seamless, but the assignment is it's got to be pretty quick.
Yeah,
it has to be pretty quick.
I mean, you've got basically not quite 2 months. When he comes back, you'll have about a month and a half. You'll have about 20 games, assuming Kuminga misses the next 5 games. I don't know if that's the number, and Steve Kerr today will hopefully let us know how Kuminga came out of practice yesterday. I wouldn't imagine that he'll be ready to go in the next couple of days. It might take a week of practicing and ramping up and all the rest of it. So you'll have about a month, month and a half to, quote, figure it out. But at that same point, you're not asking Kuminga to play more than what he's done all year, which is 26 minutes a game.
I'm gonna bet that we see Kuminga either Tuesday at home against Charlotte or Thursday in Orlando.
Okay, Thursday would be a week.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah, you won't see him tomorrow.
Definitely won't see him tomorrow.
And then, you won't see him Sunday.
And that's not for sure, but I agree with you, but I, like, they that has not been reported as
yet. Yeah, nothing's been reported.
Well, like, out tomorrow has been.
He's been ruled out tomorrow.
Well, the reporters are saying you're not going to see him.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay. And I would imagine that it's going to take more than just Sunday. So maybe it's Tuesday. Maybe it's Thursday. I'm not sure what the timeline would be. And that's why I do want to ask Steve Kerr that today and see, you know, how he did yesterday, his first practice back. And, you know, a lot of times you don't know how you're feeling until the next day, which would be today.
He practiced again.
Right. Today.
Today.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So.
All right.
He didn't sit out.
Good.
That's good, right?
Yeah, it's good that he practiced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when they're going to see him, but the fact that he is now practicing in full, I like your number at the most. I have a hard time believing that they're going to push him to 5, 6, 7 more games.
Yeah, probably not.
I think by a week now we're going to see this, and the timing will be good because it's a big road trip that starts next Thursday. I think it's 6 games. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, I do think when you look at his minutes, and on the year, he's averaging 26 minutes a game. And I think that that was, you know, a lot of that was when he was starting, he'd play more. When he was on the bench, he wouldn't play quite as many. So I think 26 minutes in general is about the number that I would look at. Wiggins was averaging 30 minutes a game. And Jimmy Butler, since he's been here, has been 32. So it feels like Jimmy just took all of Andrew's minutes and that JK will be about where he was. And if he comes off the bench and he gives you 25, 28 minutes, that for me is about where the fit's going to be.
I look at this stretch run and think to myself, sort of like, you know, when you go into a game, sometimes we do this in football more than other sports, but based on the way things are twisting and turning with a certain team, on a certain week, you'll be like, you know what's really important this week is a fast start.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
start. And I really feel that way about this stretch run for the Warriors. It doesn't mean let's all freak out if they lose to Sacramento tomorrow night. I don't think that that's any sort of a linchpin type of a game. But in a broader sense, these next 10 to 12 games, I think very, very important. You start winning at a clip of about 2 to 3. Start building up some space between you and the 500 mark. Not just because, hey, you are the 10 seed and you need to for obvious reasons, but man, we're in a moment where the Western Conference feels vulnerable.
Yeah.
The most vulnerable it has felt all year. And I don't know how long this Laker doldrum thing is going to last, but there's that. There's the Rockets who've lost 7 of 9. The Wolves are seemingly just spinning in mediocrity all the time. The Mavericks have no AD. The Kings have no De'Aaron Fox. The Spurs have no Wemby, and the Suns have no Soul. So when you put all those things together, I really, really think that that this is go time. This is go time for the Warriors, and you're going to see them start moving up a spot or two every week if they can play this the way that it sort of looks and feels like, the way they're talking. If their play can match their talk, then the timing is perfect.
And their talk has been, we're going to win the title.
Championship.
Right. So to win the championship, you have to be a playoff team. And to be a playoff team, it behooves you to get up into the top six. And I look at a team you mentioned earlier, and Steiny actually in the crossover talking about the Clippers, and you're 3.5 back of the Clippers, and they feel like they're a team that is a little bit more buttoned up and a little more complete than you are. The Lakers, boy, we all thought that they were going to climb, and so far they haven't with Luka, and that's early returns. But to get even into the top six, I think, is a big ask based on the teams that are ahead of you. You're 6 back of Houston, and you've got 27 left to go. That's a lot of games to make up to get over Houston.
Sure.
You're 5 back of the Lakers. You're 3.5 back of the Clippers. So feels to me like the target might actually be the 7 seed, but your point is well taken, where over the course of these next 27 games, you got to start stacking wins and win the games you're supposed to win and pull off a couple of surprises. Win 2 of every 3, and if you go 19-8 the rest of the way, that's 47 wins. That might be good enough for the 6.